What's up, everyone? How you guys doing? Welcome to episode 841. We have more charges in that shooting coming out of Las Vegas a couple months ago with the Hells Angels and the Vagos. We also have some good stuff coming up. So, rock and roll. We got to balance that out. We have Danny Saunders, 17 Road King special. Good stuff right there. I tell you, I must have set a record yesterday. Had the bagger delivered. Part of the price. Okay? 30 minutes later, I'm on the phone with the Harley Davidson dealership saying, come pick this damn thing up. It wasn't freaking prepared right. Freaking charging system went out on it. So, we're going to see if they fix this one right. Oh, boy, was I pissed on this one. Anyway, let's go into the Ghost Ride. Check this out.
For more than 300 bikers, this wasn't just a Sunday drive. Instead, it was a way to gather and pay the respects for a fallen rider. Yano Amoran Jr. died in a crash on September 10th while riding his motorcycle on Deerfoot Trail. On Sunday, Riders YYC held a ghost ride, which honors the memory of the rider, an event they've held many times before.
But this one is different because he was a friend. He had a huge hand in the riding community with everyone. And it's just hard to see an accident in general.
He was always jolly, you know, excited to help each other, help out all other riders and be there for everyone, support everybody.
This is the ghost bike that will help keep Amoran's memory alive. He is survived by his two daughters and his wife, Emily.
I know it's a sudden what happened to my husband, but I can see the love, what he had done. All the support from everyone. I'm overwhelmed. My family is overwhelmed.
They will be missed. And, you know, the group is still there. We still help the family, right?
Amoran was the founder and president of the Big Lawn Gang 2.0 and was known as an active community member. His club, along with many others, joined the ghost ride from Northeast Calgary to Auburn Bay Drive. That's where this ghost bike will remain, so everyone can pay their respects.
That was pretty awesome right there, man. Let me tell you, real good stuff. We got some information coming out of ActionNewsNow.com. A man has been sentenced to life in the motorcycle dragging death case. We covered this one when it first happened here. A man convicted in the motorcycle dragging death of Johnny Gregory Jr. was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole, according to the Tehama County District Attorney's Office. He was convicted of first-degree murder with special circumstances that his murder was committed by the means of torture. Oh yeah, I remember this one. Oh, I remember this one. He was found guilty on September 7th. He used the rope to drag Gregory Jr.'s body behind his motorcycle during a police pursuit in Red Bluff in February of 2021. So, yeah, to conclude that story, he got life in prison, the freak. Oh, my God, I remember when we first covered that one. Also, let's see here. One killed, three hurt in shooting near East Columbus Motorcycle Club. Now, they haven't came out and said what club it was, a man identified by police as 52-year-old Trevor Seymour was taken to Grant Medical Center where he was pronounced dead. Sad stuff, man, sad stuff. Let's see here. One person was killed, three others were hurt following a shooting that happened near a motorcycle club in East Columbus. Officers arrived at the area of East 5th and Osborne Avenues So if you're in Columbus, you're going to know what club it is if it's at that intersection. On a reported shooting around 8.05 p.m. and found a man who was shot. He was again identified as Trevor Seymour. According to the police, three other men were also shot and went to OSU East for the treatment. They have all been released. Police have not shared any information about the suspects or what motorcycle club is. Then they were talking about how the motorcycle club shooting is one of three that police investigated in less than an hour. Well, you know, in Chicago, that's just a normal daily business. Normal daily stuff. That's a sad state of affairs. But we have some more information on that Hells Angels Vagos thing right now.
From our 8 News Now investigators, 8 members and prospects, the Las Vegas Hells Angels chapter facing more charges connected to the shooting on US 95 in Henderson last May. 6 people were injured in that shooting. All 8 men now are facing racketeering charges. They are in the process, we're told, of being arrested. We will get you more information as we gather it.
Oh boy, I knew those racketeering charges were coming. Let's go read a little bit more here. 4 men have been arrested on racketeering charges in the Hells Angels shooting. Ugh, man, Clark County Detention Center records show that Aaron Chun and Cameron Trick were arrested Monday on charges of racketeering, conspiracy to commit murder, attempted murder, battery, assault, and discharging a gun at or into an occupied structure. Yeah, that happened right out in the middle of the highway and stuff like that. And then Padilla, 39, was booked into the detention center August 12th, but is listed as a co-defendant for the other men. He's facing charges of racketeering and harboring a felony offender. Then another guy was booked in there. Now, court records for DeVry, Smith, and Allo show that the grand jury indictment was returned on Friday, but the document was filed under seal. Anyway, let's see here. DeVry is the president of the Las Vegas chapter of the Hells Angels. And prosecutors have said while Smith and Allo have been described as prospects, now they're being accused of opening fire and injuring 6 Vagos motorcyclists west of Wagon Wheel Drive. A 7th person, whose prosecutor says was a Hells Angel member, also arrived at the, let's see here, hospital. So, yeah, racketeering charges are, that's hardcore, man, when you're looking stuff at like that. Anyway, we're going to go over to the second half of the show with China Doll. It should be a good one. Don't forget, you will be taken over there, or go over there, follow the link, go have some fun with us, get into the rhythm. Stay tuned for the second half of this show, Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. China Doll's coming in the studio right now. Rock on. Hey, what's up, everyone? How you guys doing? Welcome to the second half part of the show. China Doll is in the house looking like the old country girl she is. I think she actually looks pretty hot with that hat on. I wish she would do that messy style hair, man. It just was wow.
You never know what's gonna happen.
I hope so, man, because it's looking good. You looking good when you do that stuff,
the messy look.
Yeah, I like the messy look the best.
Okay,
anyway, my mother and brother's houses are getting pummeled right now.
Yeah,
they're getting smoked down in Florida right now. I guess it is now a hurricane almost 5, and it's going to be pretty bad. I was on the phone with her, and all the lights were going out, everything. And, you know, this is her first hurricane down there, so she was like, what the fuck? I was like, well, what do you expect, man? You're in Florida. And then, you know, I don't know if you heard her on the phone.
I did.
I want this over with. I was like, it just fucking started.
Yeah, she wants it over with because she wants to watch TV.
Yeah, she wanted to watch TV. And, you know, she's an elderly woman and stuff like that. But the wind is howling down in Florida. Hopefully, you guys that are, and gals that are in Florida are safe right now. It's just a mess. But they should be glad that Governor DeSantis runs that state because he ain't going to play around.
No, at least they got a good one.
At least they do. They got a good one down there. Mm-hmm. So thinking about everybody down in Florida right now. Hopefully you guys make it through. I heard the Keys are just like underwater right now. And I guess with the hurricanes, they worry about them spouting tornadoes and stuff like that.
Oh, Lord. So tornadoes on top of a hurricane.
On top of the hurricane stuff. And you actually got idiots that are running through the eye of this thing. Those storm chasers and shit.
Yep.
I was like, damn, you guys nuts.
Y'all are cray cray.
I wouldn't be doing that stuff, man. I'd be, you know, one thing I could say is if you were down there, you can get a broomstick and you'll probably be flying all over the place.
You said that to your mom.
I did. Why don't you witches go join each other down there?
You already told her to go get a broomstick and go outside.
She didn't find it too funny. You know, my humor today is not working with her.
No.
Because I tried to get her mind off of this damn thing.
Yeah.
You know, I never went through a hurricane.
No.
I never did.
Well, I know.
Tornadoes, we've, you know, been around. Yeah. But not a hurricane.
Well, and I know many moons ago, before your brother had to deal with the hurricanes in Florida, he went through a hurricane / I don't know, typhoon.
It was a typhoon. They call it different in because he was
in
on the
Philippines.
West, yeah, he was on the Westpac in Angel City when it hit.
And that he called, what he said, he goes, it's just a
windstorm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, windstorm my ass, his motherfucking cows are flying by you and shit like that. That's craziness, man. That's just nuts.
Hope her dogs don't have to pee.
Yeah, and I guess it's going to be going through Georgia and up and all that stuff. It would become a tropical, whatever it is. But category 5.
Yeah, I'm sure South Carolina and North Carolina are probably getting it too.
Yeah. Sad state of affairs, man. Sad state of affairs.
So if you got friends or family down there, keep in touch somehow.
So I got that damn bike yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh boy, was I pissed.
Uh-oh.
I was pissed.
What happened?
It rides like a dream.
But
there's a butt in there.
That's,
you know,
what
they put a Rockford Fosgate system in the thing, you know, radio's banging and shit like that. And I never had a radio on a bike before.
No.
So I'm in here tinkering with all the bells and whistles and stuff, all happy, smiling. Took it for a ride. The fucking charging system wasn't working. So I get it back to the garage and I call this owner. You know, I called first and talked to service, all that shit, because I paid that $1,500 dock fee.
Yeah.
Which means they got to deliver the bike the way it should be.
Right.
So I'm screaming at them because here it is. I got the bike half hour later. I must have the world record on them. Somebody dropping a bike off after buying it and sending it right back. Anyway, I was a little upset. Next thing you know, they get the owner of the dealership on.
Ruh-roh.
And I just let loose. I was like, you cocksuckers. You know, I paid the $1,500 to get your asses to make sure this bike was right. And you drop it off and the fucking charging system ain't working. Oh, we'll put a new one in. I was like, okay, you know, what do you mean new one in? Oh, we'll replace the whole thing for you. Because I told them I was going to put your asses on blast if this shit wasn't fixed. You know, when you pay for something, you want what you pay for.
Exactly.
And with that expensive of a purchase, you want that shit right.
So what happened?
Oh, they came and picked up that fucking bike within an hour. Oh, we'll get it worked on. I was like, okay, you get that shit worked on, man. I want it right now. You know, with Harley Davidson, I've spent tens of thousands of dollars in the last 2 years.
Yeah, for real.
And I was warned about this dealership. I was warned. But I said, you know what?
You didn't heed that warning?
No, I didn't heed the warning. I decided, okay, let's give them a chance. And we, you know, you were there when I picked the bike out. You were like, oh, hell yeah, I'm sitting like a freaking queen on a Cadillac here.
For real.
You know, it's a bagger.
Y'all.
And it had the Evo that I wanted.
Yep.
Because I don't like the, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't like the big twins. I don't like these Milwaukee 8s. I like the Evos. They're like bulletproof. So when I found this bike and I was like, man, only 12,000 fucking miles on it. Are you nuts? I fake it. But it came back with a bad charging system. Don't ever do that to me. And those that buy a car, those that buy a vehicle and a or a motorcycle, whatever it is, when you pay that dock and delivery fee, make sure you get what you want out of that. Because a lot of people say, oh, they're just doing it for the documentation, blah, blah, blah fee. No, thank you. You ain't fucking me out of $1,500 where I have to take it back in and get it fixed any damn way. Not doing that. So they picked it up. Everything's going good. They made Hollywood happy.
So when are you supposed to get it back this time?
Next fucking week.
I'll go figure.
Next week.
Riding's over.
You know, I was going to ride it to Pittsburgh. And because I'm not taking the fucking lowrider to Pittsburgh. They're fucking stupid.
No, that's
that'd kill me, man.
That, yeah,
that's an in-town motorcycle.
That's a local ride.
You know, I'm not taking that all the fuck that. I did that when I was younger. I don't need to do it again. I put my time in, you know, and when
that one's a gas guzzler.
Oh my God. Is that a gas guzzler? It's fucking stupid how much gas it takes.
Yeah. That one, too much gas.
It is. It's fast as fuck. But when it comes to gas mileage, it sucks.
I mean, it's a pretty bike and all, but that seat sucks.
Oh, it sucks big time.
Like terrible.
Your ass is hurting all the time.
Yup.
And I feel for you.
No, you don't.
Well, right. Yeah, I really don't feel for you.
Don't lie. You don't care.
Yeah, I got to admit that. I don't.
Rude.
And then when he came over, he was trying to buy my lowrider off of me because it's the 2015.
Yeah.
And everybody wants the 2015.
Yeah.
Because they sell like hotcakes and they sell like for big money or something. I was like, dude, you came here to pick this other bike up. You ain't buying my lowrider. I ain't letting that go. Are you fucking dumb?
Yeah, but what'd he offer?
He offered some good damn money. He did. He offered some good damn money. And I was like, nah, can't do it.
You hate the seat on that bike. It's only for local use. And yet you said no.
Because in 10 years, it's going to be really valuable because it was the first one to come back.
True.
You're
true.
Stupid. True. I ain't selling that true. To you. You ain't going to try to freaking con me out of that. I think they're used to dealing with rubbers. They yeah. weren't too used to dealing with me. They weren't too used to it.
Probably not. Well, they're, nobody's used to dealing with you.
But do you know, it's funny.
What?
When people go and buy something.
Yeah.
They don't look at the whole picture.
Well, I mean, that includes just about anything.
Well, that's what I mean. It's just not a motorcycle. It's a car, anything. They don't read their paperwork. They're so excited to be able to grab their purchase that they don't look at the fine print on it or anything. And they don't understand what they're paying for.
That's true.
You're not just paying for, you know, the base price. Maybe they were pissed because I skanked them out of $2,000. Almost three, wasn't
almost
it?
Almost three.
Almost three. Yeah. Almost three I skanked them out of. But you have to look at the itemization stuff.
Right.
And a lot of people don't look at that. They don't look at interest rates. They don't look at any of that crap. Mm-hmm.
They just want to pay for their purchase and go.
They want to get, you know, because a lot of people maybe you own bad credit And that's where they really get you at, is if you got, you know, poor or bad credit. Mm-hmm. And then they really stack the shit on you.
Yeah, watch your percentage rate on those.
And people go, oh, I got to prove. Let's grab it.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You know, 2 months fucking later, you're like, damn, man, I can't afford these payments.
Yep, because the percentage rate's way too high.
They're worse than fucking loan sharks, some of these banks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we used to do that to make money on the streets, but damn, they're worse. At least on the streets, you know, you only charge maybe like 50 freaking percent or a couple points. But them assholes, they go like at the 400%. They're fucking stupid.
400%.
Some of these payday loans that people go and get, they can charge up to 400%.
Yeah, payday loans, or when you go to, like, what is that? The car, like, you get, what is it? When you can use your car as collateral.
Title loans.
Title loans, that's it.
Title loans.
Yeah.
Don't ever take them, man. If you want to get a loan, go to the street. It's cheaper.
Yeah, you go get a title loan, man. You miss a payment, they're taking your car.
That is the scam right there.
Their whole goal is for you not to be able to make the payment so they can get your vehicle.
Exactly.
And then they're going to make their money back and then some by selling your vehicle.
Well, what they do is they don't give you what the car is worth.
Oh, no, they don't.
They only give you like 75% of what it's worth.
Yep.
So they're making a nut on the interest.
They're making a nut, three times back what you took out.
They prey on people.
Yeah, they do.
They're legalized loan sharks by the state.
Yeah, exactly.
That's craziness. And then they really engulf women, because women are dumb.
What? Going to like dealerships and stuff?
Yeah, women are, let's just say it, women are dumb when it comes to vehicles. They'll go in for a repair and they'll buy what they're telling you.
Oh, yeah. That's even as if you go in for like a simple oil change and you're female and you go by yourself, because they try to do it to me all the time. Talking about your air filter and this filter and that filter, and they're showing you it and they're like, hey, look at this. And it's like, dude, I could get that cheaper at AutoZone.
But you're smart.
I mean, I already know what a lot of the parts cost because I ran an auto shop for you. So it's like,
Run my shop, but you'll call me and I'll get on the phone and, you know, call them stupid. And next thing you know, they get it. Don't do that shit to you. But the other women out there, you really should consult your man, if you will.
Yeah, but if you're smart enough and you have car knowledge.
Most women don't.
Yeah, they do. Terry does.
Well, most women don't. Look at our daughter.
Oh, she's an idiot. Terry does, though. Terry knows. She works on cars with her husband.
Well, that's cool.
So she knows.
But she's like 1%, not even 0.5% of the women that actually know how to work.
You'd
on
be
a car.
Surprised. I think the percentage rate of that is a little bit higher.
No, I don't think so.
I do, because a lot of women are getting smart and they're watching and yeah, they're getting schooled. They know. There's a lot of smarter women out there now.
Oh, now.
Yeah, now.
I like how you just freaking admitted women are dumb.
I didn't say women are
dumb.
Yes,
you did. You said women are dumb just now.
I did not say women are dumb. You just did, not me. What I'm saying is like before I worked at the auto shop, before I knew what the cost of actual parts are, I would have fallen for their crap all the time. Oh my God, yeah, that looks gross. Yeah, I should get that. Too bad the part costs like three times the amount of what you can pay for it at AutoZone.
Well, Road Rage has a good point here. He's up on screen right now. People financing bikes at 29. Holy cow, 29% people are doing that? Interest for 96 months with half down and still end up with a $700 a month payment on a 12 loan. They try to sell it for what they owe when they're $40,000 upside down. Oh my God, was that correct?
Yeah, that happens.
That's crazy.
And the smartest thing, like, especially if you're
going. Who would take a loan out for that long, though?
Yeah, but look at credit card percentage rates now, too. people are getting credit cards, and their percentage rate for a lot of credit cards now, if you have, you know, mid to poor to bad credit.
Right.
I mean, their credit cards now that are like 32%.
That's stupid.
Or no percentage rate for the first 6 months, and then after that, it goes up to like 29.9 or something.
They basically tell these people,
they suck you in.
Drop your pants.
Bend over, grab your ankles, and here's your car.
Fuck you.
And here's your car.
Shove it right up the ass pipe. That's what they do. And then you see, financial education isn't taught in schools, and that's a shame. Hell, the most they teach is how to write a check?
For what, schools?
Yeah.
Yeah, even back when we went to school, I mean, it's like, we learned how to like fill out checks and balance a checkbook. That was like about it.
But they don't teach you financial education, like interest rates,
no,
time served.
They don't teach any of that now either. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, because if you're paying,
I think they should have
29%. That's per day, dumbass.
They should have an economic class in high schools now that teach you real life shit, like how to do your taxes. Yeah.
Yeah, you do them all the time.
Yeah, I do mine and our daughter's.
Which is a good thing. So you're kind of financially educated.
Sort of, not 100%.
But you don't get the interest rates and paying the big.
Oh, I know if
big. I can't say big. Half the people won't know what the hell that means.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah. Brewing hell, the new math is bullshit too. Yeah, it is. Oh my God. It takes a page.
You had to get her started on this,
it takes a
right?
page for them to do these math questions.
Instead of 2 plus 2 equals 4.
Yeah, now 2 plus 2 equals squared to the power of, and I don't even know.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
But the advice I would give people is to go down your contract and read the fine print. And this has to do with your extended warranties, too. Because
hey, Hollywood. I'm going to call you about your extended warranty.
What do you mean?
Never mind.
I was actually happy I got the extended warranty on the lowrider. You know, I got the 3-year, and a lot of people say, extended warranty is a waste. No, it ain't, man. I made back the money I put out on it just for them fork seals when they went out. So the best thing you can do when you're getting a used motorcycle is get that warranty plan from Harley. And now that they, you know, the FTC went after their ass and said, you know, screw you, you got to let others work on it. It's even better if you ask me. What do we got in the news today? What do we got in the news? I sent you a fucked up one yesterday. That one that killed somebody and ate his balls.
Yeah, I didn't look that one up. That one made me throw up.
Yeah, there was this weirdo out there. He killed somebody, and he ate their balls.
He ate their testicles, for real.
It's like, what the hell is wrong with you? I think people are getting more stupid now.
More stupid or just, yeah, slightly stupid?
Big time.
All right, you really want to hear this one?
What do we got?
All right. You want to hear about the Michigan man that pleads guilty after murdering and eating testicles?
That's the one I was just talking about.
Yeah. That they met on a dating app. God, dating apps.
See, I told you about, we talked about these yesterday.
Yeah.
I told you not to trust these damn apps. And look what happens. A guy meets somebody on the internet and gets his balls ate.
This is funny. Did you realize what his victim's name was? Okay, hold on. So his name is Mark. He's 53, of Michigan.
Marky Mark.
I'm not going to pronounce his last name because I'll screw it up.
Hey, join the club. I do it all the time.
It ends in ski.
Oh, Pollock. He's a Pollock.
So he admitted in court last Thursday that he killed 25-year-old hairdresser Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon?
That was the hairdresser's name.
Now, let me back up here.
And we're not talking the celeb.
No,
we're talking.
Let me back up here.
We're talking a hairdresser.
You're in, you know, that field.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah, 30.
I hear the guys cut hair better than the damn female.
The guys cut hair amazing. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, how you doing there?
I ain't gonna lie.
Are they mostly all Tinkerbells?
I'd say about 75% of male hairdressers are gay.
We're not talking about barbers, by the way.
No.
Barbers are on a different scale, I think.
Yeah.
You know, cosmetologists.
Yeah.
So you think they cut better hair?
Yeah, they do. I'd sit in a gay dude's chair faster than a chick's chair.
Why do you think they cut better?
It's the communication you get with the gay guy. It's just better conversation.
But that makes them cut hair better?
No, because they're proud of their work, where some hairdressers just do it to get it done.
Now, I have another question for you.
Oh, Lord, what?
I got another one for you.
You're not going to let me do my news stories, are you?
Oh, you're going to get to do them, but I have questions here.
Okay.
Hairstylist, you know, is supposed to be, what, all nice looking, and that way they have big tits? Because every one of you guys, you don't lie to me. Every one of you guys sit there and stare at their tits.
When they stand in front of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong?
You're 100% correct.
It's kind of hard, though, when they're fugly. Now, if you're fugly, why the hell go into that profession?
Because it's quick and easy money.
But how is it quick and easy money if you ain't getting the tips? Like sports clips, for an example. They got hot women. They actually hire on you being hot.
And let me tell you, I can prove that fact. Because when I was a big girl, before my gastro bypass.
Yeah, you're a whale.
I applied at Sports Clips and went for an interview.
And they didn't hire you.
And they didn't hire me.
But now they're knocking down your door.
Now, every month, they're blowing up my email wanting me to come in for another interview. So that's proof that they don't hire the bigger women.
But don't you think they have a right to do that? Just like Hooters.
I don't think they have a right to do that.
Oh, come on.
You can't judge a person by how they look in the business.
No.
You have to just judge them by their skills.
So you... skills.
My haircutting skills
mean different things.
My haircutting skills are no different now than they were when I was a big girl.
But it don't matter.
They're actually better now.
Okay, would you have a 300-pound whale working at Hooters?
Sure, why not?
Oh,
some guys are into that.
You're stupid. There ain't no way.
Some guys are into that.
Their whole business is based on that.
Yeah, I know, but some guys like that.
But not a lot of them.
There's guys out there that like it. And if that's,
okay,
and
so
if
that's
what they want, they should get it.
So if I'm a guy.
You are. Well, I hope. If you're a guy.
No. A guy into
if you're
bigger
a guy.
Women, if you will. And then I go into Hooters and I see one of these women. Wow. Boom, bam. You don't think I'm going to go with that one? If the men says they won't, they're liars.
Yeah, I'll judge books by the cover.
But it's their business that they made it on. So
yeah,
how can you go
fault.
After them?
That's their fault for doing that.
But they're rich.
Yeah, and?
Because the old adage, sex sells, is very true.
Yeah, it is.
But you think somebody that weighs that much should be in a Hooters outfit?
So you're saying when I was over 300, I shouldn't have been in a Hooters outfit?
Fuck no! At least I can admit it. You gotta be real with this.
I was too busy being the fat, funny hairdresser.
I don't know, guys and gals. What do you think out there? You want to see a nice ass... We to ram it. Or you want to see this big old girl and, like, get lost? You got to tell me. Go on with your news story.
So, this dude pled guilty as charged to mutilation of a body and to open
you
murder.
You think? He ate his fucking balls. What, do you have spaghetti with him? What the hell's wrong with you?
Wow. He acknowledged stabbing Kevin Bacon. And we don't mean the celebrity. In the back and taking parts of his dead body to the kitchen where he ate them.
He got a lid.
Hey, watch out. He met this guy on Grindr, so be careful on Grindr.
Watch Grindr. Do you agree with this, though, before we continue?
I can't believe he still cut off the dude's testicles and ate them, though. That's just...
I was asking, did he have spaghetti with that dish? Anyway, even Granny No Knockers makes money at the lunch shift strip club. I have to agree. Some of these strip clubs will put hardcore, don't matter as long as they're breathing up on that stage. And guys buy that shit up. Do you think a 300 pounder should be stripping?
No.
So what's the difference then? You said that women should be able to do that.
I didn't say.
As far as Hooters is concerned.
At Hooters, they have clothes on.
So what about then stripping? Well, men like that too.
Well, they do.
What's
but still,
the difference?
They do, but I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Dude, I'm not big anymore and I wouldn't strip.
But what if you were younger?
When I was younger, I was big.
That's what I mean.
I wouldn't have.
So what's the difference between a strip club and Hooters? Why does Hooters
Cause you're wearing
have
clothes.
To do that?
You're wearing clothes. You ain't taking those off.
Well, what if they're not at a nude strip club? What if they're at just a regular, bikini one? Does it make a difference?
No. There's some jobs big women shouldn't do, and stripping would be one.
So you're being a hypocrite. Okay, I get it.
Oh, fuck off.
You're being a hypocrite.
Shut up. You're terrible. You're so hateful. All right.
I like what JP just said.
What?
And just because it comes in your size doesn't mean you should wear it. Wow.
So in other news, Colorado woman is hit by a train while locked in the back of a police car after being arrested. This was all over the place.
Holy cow. The cop left her in there. I think I seen that video.
She was struck by a train while sitting in the back after being arrested in Platteville.
That's the video I seen.
According to the news outlet, 20-year-old woman who was arrested because of a road rage incident was kept in the police car that was parked directly on the tracks. What are these cops, dumb?
I seen
that. Are they
video.
From Texas? No.
I think he should be charged with murder.
According to the news, the woman was originally arrested for tailgating another car and pulling out a gun. After being pursued by authorities, Gonzalez was pulled over near the train tracks and was then transported to a nearby police vehicle in handcuffs. As the officer searched her car, an incoming train hit the vehicle with Gonzalez inside.
What the hell was the car doing on the tracks?
The cops parked the car on the tracks. Like, that's why I said, what the fuck? What's with Colorado cops? Why would you park your freaking cruiser on a damn train tracks?
Oh, my goodness gracious. What?
Mm-hmm.
That is a murder charge, if you ask me.
Well, they did find a gun.
I don't care if they found a gun in her car.
And footage of the incident has been released, showing how the officers noticed the incoming train as it honks before it strikes the vehicle.
Morning, Mike.
In the video, one of the officers is seen rushing towards the car to move it, but stops himself after seeing how close the train was.
Oh, so it's all right for her to die.
Basically.
With you parking the damn car on the tracks.
Mm-hmm. I guess she was frantically trying to escape, trying to open the doors, but she was handcuffed. She attempted to get out of the car herself, but she was locked in the back seat.
Yeah. That is sad.
She survived the crash with 9 broken ribs, head trauma, broken teeth, and
she survived?
Arm. Yeah, she survived.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, she survived.
That is Superman shit right there.
Good for her.
Here, I thought she was dead because no, I seen that thing.
She survived. Broken ribs, head trauma, broken teeth, and a broken arm. The driver of the police officer that parked their car on the railroad tracks, he has been placed on paid admitted leave.
No, that's a freaking
by
charge.
Platteville Police Chief Carl Dwyer. While the incident
and
is being investigated.
Big excuses from this, right?
They haven't gone any further in that yet because it's being under investigation.
Danny's right there, man. It has to be attempted murder. And Mike, you're damn right, too. How the hell did she survive that?
She survived.
And it's not,
you know what? You know what? I think which I've noticed with people that are in car accidents, and not all car accidents, I'm talking just a few, like a handful of them, that if you're in a car accident and you tighten up, like tense up, you're going to get hurt. But if you limp down, you like get limp, let your body go limp.
Like a pecker going limp.
Yeah, like a pecker going limp, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you go limp, there's less chance of you getting like dead.
Well, that's the way it is on a motorcycle, at least.
So it's like if what she probably ended up doing before the freaking train hit is, since she knew she couldn't get out, she probably, if anything, because they don't go into complete detail like where in the car she was or whatever, she probably went limp and maybe went onto the floor.
Well, just like everybody's saying in the chat room, they're going to, hopefully she gets millions.
I hope she gets something. I mean, I get it. She got arrested for road rage, but she didn't use the gun. So,
In Colorado, they just said you can have one in your car.
Yeah. She probably had a carry.
But that don't give you a right to park on the tracks. Who does that?
Well, that cop did.
And you can't blame the engineer of the locomotive.
No, you can't.
You can't stop them fucking trains.
No. Mm-mm.
They'd have hit the brakes all you want, but it ain't stopping.
And to my understanding, even watching the video, because I had watched it a couple times, because I'm like, what the hell? Because at first, the first time I saw it, I was like, what the hell just happened? So I had to watch it again.
That's because you're morbid.
Yeah. Morbid? Yeah. Or morbid.
You're morbid, okay?
Yeah, but I was like, I was confused, because it's like when you see the video and you don't know the story behind the video, you're like,
well,
why
here I am thinking you're dead.
Why was the car parked on the tracks? Well, now I know, because the cop's a moron and he parked it there. So I don't know. It was insane. And the train did try braking, but it's not going to matter.
Mm-hmm.
It, like you said, it takes a long time for those at the high speed that trains travel.
Right.
It takes a long time for those things to slow down.
Morbic, you rang.
See, you said Morbic. So, yeah.
Well, what's, you know what? What's interesting, and we're going to go into our second half right now. You brought up a damn good topic for today. I was actually kind of surprised, because it's you, that you came up with a topic like this.
Rude.
And that's leaving a legacy.
Yep.
What made you pick this topic? Because you're mortified of dying.
Oh, yeah, I'm petrified.
So why, yeah. Well, why are you petrified, for one? You know you got to do it. Everybody does.
No, just leaving the kids.
Well, leaving the kids. Okay, grandkids. So it does lead into this legacy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's your definition of a legacy, though? Is it something you did in work-wise? Is it something that you left kids? Is it money? What's a legacy to you?
To me, a legacy is what you leave behind when you're not there. But it doesn't always mean that when you're gone from the earth. It might mean when you move on from like your current position at work. Maybe it means when your children get old enough and move out of the house.
Mm.
It's like a family legacy is important, like a career legacy.
So there's two different things.
I mean, there's a lot. I mean, people don't realize that when you leave like your legacy behind, it doesn't mean.
Well, let's talk about.
It doesn't mean what you're leaving in your will.
Well, true, but let's talk about when you kick the bucket.
Okay.
You want to be able to what? Stand in front of the old man upstairs and say, hey, I was able to accomplish A, B, C, whatever.
Right.
That accomplishment could be, I think, the biggest legacy you can leave is how you raised your kids and how they continue the cycle through their kids, through their kids, through their kids. You know, there's a lot of families out there that really keep it together as far as passing stories down.
Mm-hmm.
Now you kind of have it screwed up.
Why?
You do. You're screwed up.
Why?
Because you were adopted.
Yeah.
At least you were adopted and got away from that freaking crackhead white trash family of yours. That's good. But at the same time, what kind of legacy have you gotten from, say, your dad? What did he teach you? Stories, all that kind of shit.
Well, I know a lot of his family history.
Which is good.
Yeah. Well, like, okay, you know, Goodyear tire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Goodyear is actually in our tree, family tree.
It's actually in your tree.
Family tree. Mm-hmm.
The Goodyear Firestone thing.
Yeah, Goodyear tire. Yeah, they're related.
So they're related.
To my dad's side, yeah.
To your dad's side.
Yeah.
But besides the relations.
And I also found out that Princess Diana's related down the line.
Oh, man, everybody has a royal in their family.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Well, I have my uncle, which was my dad's uncle. Him and his daughters were keeping track of our family tree.
Mm.
And it goes pretty far back.
Mine goes to the 15th century.
Ours goes pretty far back. Because we actually have on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
It's a family Facebook page.
Right.
And they're always posting stuff on there about who's related to who and all that stuff.
Right.
Pretty cool.
Well, that's cool. But it ain't only a family tree, because you can have a bunch of cocksuckers in your family.
Yeah.
You got a lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of morons.
Yes. Yeah.
So it has to be more than, okay, one person within that family did something good.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not, you know, everybody's always worried, like, okay, like our kids always bring up, like when, you know, my dad passed, you know, there was things that they wanted of his. Well, we weren't allowed to get them.
Yeah, but is that a legacy?
It's not a legacy. That is just a memento. And people don't understand and comprehend that it's not just leaving behind what you earned. It's leaving behind, like, basically what you've learned over the course of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's your personal history. It's experiences that cannot be reproduced in any way, shape, or form.
On my father's side,
yeah,
in West Virginia, they would keep their family traditions through the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody would get married, they would sign the book.
Yeah.
And you don't see that much anymore within the family unit of being proud of who you are, where you're from. That's like our daughter and, you know, our daughter mostly. She don't like that one side of her family is different than the other.
Right.
Which I don't understand.
She acknowledges my side, but
right,
not yours.
And that's because why? Because in a census, they found that one of our ancestors owned 5 slaves or some shit like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it pissed her off.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? That's like 200 years ago or some shit. So why are you embarrassed by some shit like that? Everybody has something in their family they're embarrassed by.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think legacy is more of, when people think about it, oh, this politician's legacy or this CEO's legacy. No, you can leave your own legacy.
Yep.
To your kids. That has to be the biggest thing.
Well, it's like family traditions. You know,
we have one. Birthdays.
Oh, yeah. Screw off. I hate your family tradition with that. Most people, you get cake in the face. In this house, because of Hollywood,
our tradition's always been butter because they couldn't afford that.
You get your face buttered.
Yes.
For your birthday. It's so annoying and so gross.
No, and it's like all day long you're waiting for somebody to hit you.
Yeah. So the sooner you get nailed with the butter, the better off you are, because, you know, just accept the inevitable. It's going to happen on your birthday, right, in this house. I hate it, but it happens.
Well, what's even worse to me is the rich history on my side, because I got family still to today that won't talk to each other at all, because some are in Virginia, some are in West Virginia, and there's that split during the Civil War.
Yeah.
And I believe it was my great-great-grandfather who fought with the Northern Army, or yeah, the Northern Army of Virginia.
Well, I mean, you've got some...
And she's upset by that. I was like, damn, that's history right there.
But you do have one interesting fact.
What?
Basically, who you were named after.
Yeah.
And because how many great-grandmas ago was it? I don't remember.
Mm.
But she babysat for Pat Garrett.
Which, he's a prick.
But your middle name...
All the males since then got a middle name of Garrett.
Yeah. That's you.
He's a fucking prick.
But I thought that was cool because it's like, and the first time I heard about it was, I think we watched Young Guns.
Yeah.
And you brought it up during the movie when we were watching it. And I'm like, no way. So what do? I got to go verify it with your mom.
Yep. Every male through since then, cousins, brothers, all that shit has Garrett in there.
Yep. Because of her.
Because of her. It was passed down. So,
I thought it was cool.
I didn't.
I did.
No, I didn't.
Well, that's because you're stuck with that name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice name. Nice middle name.
What legacy do you think you leave the kids?
Well, hopefully some traditions. And, I mean, my family stories are kind of lame, so.
But no, you as a person, what would you want to leave your kids?
Knowledge
of what? You ain't the most knowledgeable person around. No, I'm just kidding. Wow. You're pretty smarticle sometimes. Pretty smart.
I don't know. I mean, I've been working on some stuff. Mm-hmm. Some stuff.
Morbic, his grandpa was a McCoy. Rock on. They were like shooting Hatfields and Hatfields with McCoys.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is kind of cool.
That is cool.
That's history there, too.
That's history.
But I want to know why our daughter's embarrassed.
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask her.
She don't talk to me about that stuff.
No, she changes the subject. That's just like when she called last night. She didn't want to talk to me or you, but she'll call on my phone. She wanted to talk to her brother.
Well, that's cool. But why do you think kids are embarrassed about a past? Is it because these damn schools said it wasn't right, the past wasn't right, they shouldn't be proud of some shit like that?
Probably. I mean, come on, she went away to college, what do you expect?
Should punch you in the mouth for that, by the way.
What, having her go away to college?
Yes.
Why?
Because they get taught stupid shit.
Yeah, but we didn't notice a change in her until her second year of college. Her first year of college, she stayed exactly like she was when she was living here.
But are you happy with her viewpoints now?
No. We argue a lot. That's why we go a few days without talking. We agree to disagree. I don't like that she's like this loony liberal.
Ouch. Ouch. If she heard that, she'd be pissed for a week on you.
Yeah, well, she's a freaking dummycrat, so.
She don't talk to me much.
No, she don't. She won't. If you and her are in the same room or on the phone and freaking politics comes up, it's like, no hold.
World War III here.
She'll hang up on you.
Because what she does is when I present facts, she gets pissed.
Yeah.
Just like a loony leftist will.
Yeah, she gets mad.
You're damn right.
So it's like, yeah. But it's like, okay, like I actually have a book that, and it's not a
you
book.
You read?
No, shut up. I'm writing stuff.
Oh, okay.
I've actually been writing stuff for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two copies, one for each kid.
I got all my journals.
Yeah, you got that big trunk filled with journals.
Boy, are you going to be pissed when I die and read them.
I don't want to read them. But, I mean, I've been writing stuff, like things that come to my mind that, you know, like I like to write poems. So I've been writing each kid poems.
You do good with that.
And family photos, like explaining, like writing on the back of family photos, because I still have all the photo albums from when they were kids,
right?
Up until cell phone time.
Road rage. My family came from the Daltons. It's had been tradition that at least one male from every generation gets the first name of Dalton. Grandfather, uncle, cousins, lots of middle names, Dalton too. Rock on. Awesome shit right there.
You know, writing who's who on photos. Because,
but like, do you want a legacy of a bad family?
No. I want to discuss. I want a legacy of all the positive aspects of life.
Positive aspects.
Yeah.
But don't you think it's a learning?
I mean, there's going to be some negative things like about family and stuff like that.
Well, it's, you know what? You were adopted.
Yeah.
Would you rather have that passed down than the meth heads?
What do you mean?
On the other side of the family that was your real ones?
No. When I talk about family, I usually talk about, like, my dad, the ones that adopted me and raised me.
And you don't consider the other ones even a part of your life?
Well, not the egg donor, no.
Not the egg donor?
No. Uh-uh. And my biological dad, I never met him because he died in 87.
He was dead?
Yeah. I've met my biological brother. So you, he's awesome.
You don't want to pass that down to the kids and give them all kinds of information? Mm-mm.
Well, because there's so much information that I don't even know
mm-hmm.
about that. I mean, my biological grandfather, which was my dad's dad, he came to our daughter's high school graduation.
Right.
And my aunt.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, they came to her high school graduation.
Get your numbers in, 1 to 500, man. Get your porns is coming on soon.
I mean, they're gonna see. I mean, I'm sure I'll put bits and pieces about each family, but
a lot of my kids don't care about them.
No, a lot of my history basically is based around my dad.
Around your dad?
Yeah, because I don't even know my mom's history, the one that raised me.
Hmm.
I don't know her history because, you know, the only history I got out of that was that they're all a bunch of depressed assholes.
It's time to cruise with your sex drive. Grab onto your clutch, put your mind in the air for masturbation and sexual stimulation. Dare you to tell the truth and get your ass out of neutral. It's time to get your porn.
Mike Ball, 99.
Mike Ball, how you doing?
That's like an upside down 66.
You're stupid.
I just thought it was, you know.
What the fuck's that got to do with anything? You're dumb.
99. What do we got?
What is one word you say a lot while you moan?
What do you mean why I moan? Moan what?
During sex.
Oh!
Dumbass.
You fucking bitch. Do it better. No,
I said one word, dumbass.
Well, that's a phrase.
You know what the word that I'm thinking? Or yeah.
What?
Groceries.
Groceries. What's with you list. And groceries all the time?
What do I need from the store?
It's funny. Here I am popping off a nut.
And I'm driving.
You're talking
remember.
About groceries, and here I am paying for the groceries. At least you can do something good for me.
I'll be like, what do you want to eat later?
Freaking broads. Morbic 411. Yes, give us the 411. Grocery list. I should smack you in the ass.
I might like it.
I'll karate chop your freaking cooter pocket.
No, that hurts.
I haven't done it since yesterday.
That hurts. 411.
Give us the 411. Come on with the laughing. Let's go.
Would you want your partner to be kinky or romantic?
Kinky. This romantic shit, this stuff is way overrated, if you ask me.
I don't know. I want 50-50 of that.
How do you want 50-50? We've been together so damn long.
You're just
you know,
boring.
T-Rex was walking the earth. What the hell's left the romance with you? Why?
Why not?
That is like, no.
Yeah, you're not romantic.
Hell no, man. I want to get business done and get out of there.
Two pump chump.
Ugh. Romance. What the hell's wrong with you people? You know, that's something you do within like a week so you to get your nut offs quicker. After that, it's work. 215 from Jay.
You're stupid, dude.
How am I stupid?
You definitely have no romantic bone in your body.
But you know what? I don't think any man does.
Yes, they do.
They're playing you women.
That's all right. Be the romantic type. We like it.
You're getting played, man. Jay wants 215. What do we got? What do you got? Oh my God, are you going to do this every time I get a number? What do we got?
Have you ever rubbed your spit on your partner?
No.
Hey, man, I don't pick these numbers. These people do.
You know, a guy would dump a load on their partner, but other than that, why would you do that? What would you even get out of that?
Okay, well, you know how you guys have to spit in your hand to get your junk wet? Have you ever,
I like dry docking.
Have you ever spit in your hand and just rubbed it on them? Just from,
no.
I don't know. I think that's what it's saying. I don't know.
I like dry docking.
Fuck off.
That's too
that's
much
why,
work.
That's why you don't get any.
What do you got here? 250 or 231 for Rob. What do we got for Rob today?
Have you ever torn clothes off in the midst of making out?
Well, you know, when you're making out, are you like talking about at house? Are you talking about in a car? Are you talking
doesn't
about...
Doesn't matter. Have you ever tried to rip somebody's clothes off while you're making out? No.
No. I just go under the shirt or, you know, pull your pants out. You know, unbuckle the things. I got to do a finger test, man. You can't obstruct the finger test, you women, man. Why do your women, if you don't take a shower, you know, like every day or at the most every other day, you smell bad. Is it because all the juices down there flow out? What?
Yeah.
Nasty people. Yeah,
pretty much.
Grandpa 86.
What is the most vulgar thing you've said in the bedroom?
Oh, I've called all kinds of shit. I'm a nasty fucker.
Yeah, and some of the things you call, you say, I give you dirty looks.
Yeah, you do. But it excites you. You got to admit.
Some of the things you say, no.
Some of the times I piss you off, I do.
Yeah, some. A lot.
Dirty Knobs 3.
Have you ever done it while wearing socks? Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
Your socks are always on.
Yeah. What the hell do I got to freaking get all undressed for?
Dude, you don't even take your pants all the way off.
It's like, dude, let's go. It's easy. You women, you want too much from a man. You guys are always wanting too much, and it's bullshit if you ask me.
Yeah, there's no such thing as actually getting fully naked. Having sex?
No.
No. It's too much work.
Terry, 420. Oh, boy, what a good freaking number that is. It's a good time, too.
Have you ever thought about having sex with your spouse's siblings?
No. No. Oh, hell fucking no.
Hey, I will admit, sometimes I go, I think I picked the wrong one. I should have went for the older one.
There you go. No. Hell fucking no.
I mean, he's like, he was a Marine.
No, thank you. Fucking pig face. No. ML 56. Last one.
So you wouldn't pick it.
Or Road Rage 77. I have to go up to Matthew 3:16, but go ahead. 54.
54?
Yeah.
Okay. What's a weird fantasy you want to do in your bedroom? Get more than a two-pump chump. Bam!
Yeah, I got to admit, probably. But I've had so many, I've fulfilled everything. You have to admit, I've done it all. You know, you have guys out there, oh, I want two chicks. It's not that fucking good. It's fucking like, damn, man, you're fucking wearing me out here. It's not the best thing in the world. The best thing in the world, seeing, yeah, two broads on their knees, but that's about it. Just saying. Yeah. 77, China Doll's favorite number. It's like 69, except you get eight more.
What the fuck? You're stupid.
That was Road Rage that said that, not me.
Do you have any hickeys on you right now? No.
I don't like hickeys. I think they're juvenile.
I think they're gross.
Well, they are gross, but I think they're juvenile 100%. Screw that.
It's like, you really got to mark your territory like that. You know, there are people that come into my work, customers, that have hickeys on them, and I just,
and don't
like,
you say, what are you, juvenile fucker?
I actually said something to one of the guys that came in and had this big, huge hickey on his neck, and I'm like, what's the matter? Your girl think you're going to go stray?
316 for Matthew. That's the last one I can get in today.
I'm like, I don't know why people like that. Even back in the day when we were young, I thought those were the nastiest things. Because, you know, people, you're breaking blood vessels. That's what it is. It's like, why?
And it's ugly.
Why would you want to do that? Or I've heard people, leave a hickey right here on my boob. Why? You're fucking stupid.
316.
Have you ever had sex with someone who you had a doubt, how will it fit in there? Meaning your shit's too big for her hole. No, not Hollywood.
Wow. Little bit.
So basically, that's a guy question. Is your junk too big that you wondered if you had to play Tetris to fit it up in there?
You're pretty good at that Tetris shit.
Fuck yeah, I am.
You really are.
Yeah, I could pack shit in a trunk and make it all fit. I don't care how much it is. I just play Tetris with everything.
Yeah, you do. I got to give you, you know, that's one thing you're good at.
All right, here we go. Last thing. Big boobs or a big butt? I like a big butt.
I don't like either.
I don't like.
I like well, you know, shaped stuff.
I don't like. You have to be properly proportioned.
What do you mean properly proper?
Because there's people out there that you'll see that have these huge boobs and no butt. Then you see people with no boobs and a big butt.
Right.
You need to have your boobs and your butt kind of need to go together.
Mm.
Like medium sized boobs with medium sized butt. Do you know right. what I'm saying? If you're going to have big boobs, you probably have a big butt. You should. I don't know. They have to be properly proportioned.
I still don't understand how these people that have big asses and they got these freaking tiny
waists.
Wait, how do they do that?
I don't know how the hell that happens unless they're getting freaking implants. People do that.
I think that's nasty.
People do that. They get butt implants.
You don't. Do you think?
Have you seen Dolly Parton's butt?
Well, she's always been hot.
Yeah, but she's got her boobs are fake and her butt's fake.
Her boobs are not fake. Dolly Parton's boobs are not fake.
She gets her own fat. She had her own fat injected into her breasts.
That's bullshit. You're lying.
I read the book.
You're lying.
I read her book. She swears a lot in her book, by the way.
Oh, she's a hardcore freaking Tennessean, man.
She's all about cussing, and she likes the F word.
She's real.
She does. I read her book years and years ago, and she says F word a lot.
Telling me Dolly Parton's titties are fake. What is wrong with you?
They're real, but she
there
had,
ain't no butts.
She's got a big butt. She had her like fat from like other parts, like liposuction, and had the fat put into her boobs to make her boobs bigger.
Liar.
No, not.